The decision was made Monday night to cancel the rest of the school year, which was set to end next Wednesday. Superintendent Dustin Skoglund says it wasn't an easy decision, but staff was being stretched thin, and they believe in-person learning is better than virtual learning.
So rather than go virtual for the last 5.5 days that we were talking about, we decided that we would just cancel classes, go to Christmas break early, give everybody a chance to get healthy.
But what if COVID-19 cases cause problems again in the spring?
I think the approach is, of course, going to be that we continue to employ a variety of mitigation strategies to try to keep that from happening. But we went from essentially that early in September to really last week without any positive cases in our student body or our staff. So I think that there were some things that we were clearly doing right.
Superintendent Skoglund adds that if cases do rise again, they still have all their AMI days that the state allows. For KXCV, KRNW, I'm Jeremy Werner reporting.